Well, really not too much to add from what we talked about yesterday after the game. Kind of scrambling here, got back late. So we're going to, this week on the schedule, we're going to give the players Wednesday Christmas off. And so we're going to try to move things up to get the start of Buffalo. We're kind of cramming for the Bills here, but again, great team win, great contribution from everybody. They play a hard show, a lot of character. Really proud of what they did. But we have to quickly turn the page as good as it fell yesterday. We've got to turn the page and get on to Buffalo. That obviously they played very well yesterday. They're going to find me playing good. Really, they've had a lot of good moments throughout the year. Had a great game with them first in the opener. A lot of water under the bridge since then, but I'm sure they're very competitive. You know, they could always make a good progressive.
Obviously, the results looked good. Left side of the line yesterday, Logan at left tackle, Josh Klein at left guard. Maybe what stood out from their respective performances, and on Josh, a player that on the outside we don't know much about, being that yesterday was his first start. What traits have stood out to you in terms of him as a player, both leading up to yesterday, what you saw last week in relief duty, and then what you saw yesterday, or whatever you've seen in the tape that you've watched this morning?
All right. Well, Josh is a good player in college. Brian Daboll worked him out in the spring. And I think that, part of the impetus of, our interest in him was drafted. We're able to recruit him and sign him as a college free agent. He's played guard in college, but we also worked him some at center, played both center and guard the preseason. A versatile guy, a good intelligence. He's been on and off the roster a little bit early in the year. But, he's worked hard and steadily improved the course of the season in every area. Versatility, unblocked, pass block, working the weight room. And he's given us confidence in the way that he's practiced. Just about yesterday. Best way to go with the lineup. And there's Logan, one of our most dependable players. True. A big yesterday. And left tackle, there's some pretty good players over there.
On the other side of the ball, Bill Logan, easy for me or anyone else to say now. Yeah, he certainly seems like he has good ball skills. 5 interceptions, other pass breakups yesterday, obviously broke up the fourth down throw. But was that an area, I seem to recall maybe in the pre-draft process, that was one of the things that was talked about as the strength of his game, were his ball skills and ball disruption skills something that you guys were particularly high on amongst other traits when you were evaluating him?
Sure. Yeah, I think that was a big strong point of Logan. And, he was a very productive player in college. I think that, a lot of the deep wide, a lot of the interest in grades a little bit more high relative to his production. And I think probably what for him looked up was his 40 time. Where it was drafted. But as we've seen this year, throughout the year, not only ball skills, but an awareness or instinctiveness, if you will, in terms of when to look for the ball, having an awareness of the ball being thrown and near his location, anticipating routes, being able to react to those routes sometimes a little bit before the ball. Maybe if you read the quarterback a little bit before the receiver. A number of plays like that, both in games and throughout the year of practice. Understanding of the pass, kind of getting that little one, half step, split second jump on the play. That's shown up. And he does have good ball. That's never been a question, but I think that'll break. Obviously, so hard to teach, but just naturally,
Devin,
but as that.
Bill, you guys are 3-3 in the red zone yesterday. What did you see that was maybe led to some better results than you guys had against Miami in the week before?
It's better execution. Just it wasn't a big new game plan or anything. Big off out here. Just did things better. Like the way that Josh set some of the plays up. To match up against the Ravens looks probably that helped us a little bit too, but at the end the blocking maybe very good run. Not anything revolutionary. Just good football. They all left the guys across the ground. But it usually is so well in any game. Everybody's doing a good job. You're a good football.
Field kind of stole my thunder with Logan Ryan, so I want to ask about Julian Edelman. He has 96 catches, almost 1,000 yards. Yeah. when you guys made the moves you did at slot receiver or at that kind of position this summer, a lot of the focus was on Danny Amendola, but in your mind, how much was Julian Edelman part of that thinking too, and just what have you seen out of him in the last few weeks and just his play overall this year?
Well, obviously he's had a tremendous year for us. I don't really think we've seen a whole lot of Julian that we haven't seen before. There's a lot of things to like about Julian's toughness, speed, his ability to run the ball after he catches the break tackle. He'll be elusive, have good run skills in the secondary. He's a tough kid in a block. He's smart. He's got versatility. I think the big thing with Julian is just his ability to stay on the field and shoot. He's out there on a consistent basis, and that not only has obviously helped his production, but it's led to more consistency with his timing and execution. He's able to build week after week, week after week, sort of kind of the way some of his career has been where it goes good. Building where it was a lot of times kind of playing catch up there. But this year, I think he's really been able to continue to build on all those practices and games, and it's gotten ahead and on a much higher ground. So, fundamentally, I think he's still the same player, but those just the ability to build on. Where he's been, it's really been impressive this year.
Quick secondary question here. Just with all the ups and downs you guys have been through this year, all the injuries, obviously it's been well stated at this point. Have you yourself allowed yourself to take time to reflect on what a pretty amazing job you and the coaching staff and the players have done this year and just to get to 11-4?
I don't really think that's what it's about. We're in a week-to-week business. We all see in the NFL every week. Seeing that you're going to go one way, going another way. This game is, this league is so deep. All the teams are so evenly matched. Every team has good players and coaches. Good schemes. They work hard. They have experienced guys. Playmakers. And every week we line up across from those challenges. So, and if you don't move ahead and meet the next one, get back there and spend too much time feeling good about what you did in the past, then coach will the next turn bad. Got a very important person that this week. Just like it is every week. Disappointing as things were in Miami. Gotta get a lot of credit for how quickly they put the disappointment of that game behind them, turned to focus on the Ravens, had a good week of preparation, and then went down there and executed for 60 minutes and off their face game at a very good level. So I don't think it's really about past, ahead, at both. And that behind us, learning from some of the things that happened yesterday, both good and bad, reinforcing the positives, correcting some negatives, moving on to turn our attention.
Yeah, Phil, I just reading some of the stuff some of the guys said in the locker room after the game yesterday, it didn't seem like, it didn't seem like they were all that surprised that they were able to put together that kind of effort, almost as if they saw it coming. I know you said after the game how proud you are of the group. I know you're not expecting, 41-7 deep in Baltimore, but did you at all see that kind of effort coming from the guys over, maybe over the last few weeks?
Well, I felt like, based on the week of practice and our preparation for the game, kind of our attitude going into the game, that we'd go out there and play hard, that we play it all on the line, even on the field. I think that's what they did. Some things went our way in the game. Obviously, these two teams are a lot closer than the score would indicate. And if you look at most of our games this year and most of the Ravens games this year, they've all come down to pretty much the last possession one way or the other with both teams. So that was our expectation for this game. But a game will be, a few critical situations at the end of the game. I think as it turned out, some of those critical situations came up a little bit earlier in the game, which then it made the final score what it was, like fourth and one. And as we mentioned, our ability to get the ball in the red area, touchdown, not field goals, which expanded the score a little bit. Obviously, it was a field goal, but Baltimore received that 3 months ago. So, there were some plays that I think changed a little bit of the final score of the game. I don't think it took away from the competitiveness of it. I never felt like we were just dominating the game, and at the same time, I never felt like they were really that far away, until right there at the end where it just we scored and then, scored 3 times in the last 2 minutes or whatever it was. So the game was a lot more competitive than that. I saw the effort coming. I think I saw the way that we played. The results obviously were great. I know that there was a lot of determination from our players to get out and play our best football game of the year. Knew that's what we needed to do, and I think we got it.
Okay, so I know your players use the term mental toughness a lot. Given the circumstances coming off of a loss, the tough one for you guys, and going into that building where they don't lose a lot, I guess the team has beaten you guys a couple times, recently. Was that probably as good of a showing of mental toughness that you guys have had all year?
I think from a mental toughness standpoint, it being able to perform well when everything's not right for you, whatever those circumstances are. I think there's been a lot of situations this year where things aren't the way we would hope they would be, but you've got to go out and play through. So, some elements of that, but it wasn't an easy game with Carolina. We lost on Monday night. Controversial type situation at the end of the game. They came back on a short week. Jennifer, about their addition to that game, 24-0. I don't know. I'm going to thank them all, but every team has challenges along the way, and just got to meet the ones that you're faced with. Evaluate them. How bad is it? Or is this worse than that one? Or is this better than the other one? Just take a card to your dealt and play the hand. That's what you have to do. The best of it.
Coach, your defense yesterday came up 4 sacks, 4 turnovers, 2 touchdowns off turnovers. Has the progress of the defense been largely attributable to the new guys that have been playing a lot, just getting more comfortable with what you're trying to do from game to game?
I think, the evaluation of a unit or a team, has to extend a lot further than one game. There's some things that went well for us defensively yesterday. We've had things go well for us in other games this year, and there have been other times where it hasn't gone as well. So, again, the plays at the end of the game, I think they were good plays. They've all made a great play. We were in a fortunate break there on the fumbled snap at the end of the game. But I think that's execute it a little bit. The plays that we made on fourth interception, like Powers' tip on the interception, I mean, those are big plays. And hopefully we missed a couple of those. We don't have our man. But that was that game. We'll see whether we can have that same kind of, production going forward. We haven't had a lot of defensive turnovers here in the past few weeks. Big point emphasis this week. Not that we haven't been emphasizing it, but we really put a lot of emphasis into it this week, and we have to continue to do that. Let's see if we can play with this kind of consistency consecutively. I think that will help every gauge of